get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Hollywood Unlocked, Uncensored.
What up, everybody? This is Jason Lee, and this is Hollywood Unlocked, Uncensored.
And what up? It's your girl, April Jones, and I'm in the building.
Yeah, it's DJ Damus. Let's get the show started.
All right, so listen, before we get started, download, subscribe, and make sure we're across all platforms, right?
Yes, we are.
iTunes, iHeart, Spotify, Google Play, and YouTube.
That's right. Everything.
Got all that out of my mouth without writing it down.
That's legitness.
All right. So let's just hop right in. We have a special guest coming in the building, and she's not here yet. T.S. Madison. She is running on Atlanta time.
She is late.
That's where all the color people at. No, I need to stop. This show, I'm already. Okay. She's running on. She's late.
She's just late.
Okay. Because people that aren't from L.A. don't realize L.A. is a big-ass city.
It is.
So when you downtown, you ain't just hopping over to Hollywood.
And it's a lot of freaking traffic, by the way, too.
What is the longest it's taken you to get from one place to another in the city? Right. Like what is the longest, shortest distance you've had to go?
I live 15 minutes from here. Yeah. It takes me 45 minutes to get here.
How? Not so, because I literally live 45 minutes, and I get here in 30, so I must be speeding.
I'm going through Hollywood, though.
Yeah, is it coming from where you're coming from? Yeah. There's no traffic going this way.
Yeah, okay.
Which is weird.
Right.
Now, when I'm going, people are like, which way is where? We can't say where she lives, but she lived near Magic Mountain. But look, when I go up north.
You're basically saying.
When I live up north and I'm going home, getting out, like if you leave around 3:45, 4-ish, you're going to take at least an hour to get to the freeway you need to be on to get to Northern California.
Right.
All right. So let's just jump right in. What have you been up to?
Same old thing. You know, I'm pretty much, I feel like I don't live in LA anymore because I'm always in Chicago. So I just got back yesterday, late evening, but I've been just recording music, staying focused. Just burying myself in the studio. I'm really proud of myself.
How are people responding to you now being on the show and sharing like all your business? Have people said anything?
I mean, there's some people that are like, she's corny, she's whack. There's some people that are like, that have DM'd me and are like, oh my God, you're so real. You know, I don't think people know what to expect because when I was on a national TV show, I was very much pregnant, very much quiet. I really wasn't vocal like I am on a normal basis. Like, this is truly who I am. So now they're just like, oh, she's doing too much. She's looking for attention. And it's like, shut the fuck up. Like, if y'all knew me, then y'all would know this is the same April. So people, me and my friends be like, it's just so interesting.
Have you received any negativity besides the haters? I mean, what I found about the haters is there are people that are sitting in living rooms across the world, across California, here too, across the world, you know, and, you know, government shutdown's not, you know, government right. shutdown, so the EBT work is not working. You ain't got TV dinner. You just ain't got nothing to do. So you come and talk shit. Besides that, have you received any like, because some people get really nervous when you can just talk.
Yeah.
Having an opinion and having a voice scares the shit out of people.
Yeah.
At least that's what I found. And have you found anything like that?
Like people just being negative?
Yeah, or being nervous or being afraid.
I think so. I think people just right now are more so shocked because they haven't seen the side of me. So I think it's just kind of like, oh, shit, like, this is April? Like, oh, shit. And then there's some people that's like, that's right, bitch. You know, so it's the whole, I don't know. I really don't know how I feel about it. But I'm like, yeah, this is me. So if you like me, you like me. If you don't, then you fucking don't. But like, I guess me being sexual and talking about like, balls and what I would do well, and sucking on penises has made a little.
I won't lie. The touching your vajayjay and tasting
that's fucking
it.
Normal, wait,
that
bro.
That was a little cringeworthy for me. And I am the dick sucking is most niggas on the show.
That's which is so weird. But no, I definitely taste my own juices, and that's just gonna be what it is.
I've definitely heard a lot of girls say they do that.
And if you
no, I was surprised at how many women were saying, "Oh my God, like you shouldn't be saying that," but I do too.
Yeah. Or you shouldn't say it publicly, but it should be kept privately. Like, bitch, first and foremost, we're talking about sex, and sex is like a normal thing. That's how your ass got here and how I got here, and I'm not about to sit here and act like I like a little child when it pertains to sexual pleasures. Like, no thanks.
But what do you think about the double standard that people just don't want women to do anything but be women? Be women, cook, have babies, and just be quiet.
I say, fuck you. Because I'm not about to be that. No.
All right. So what have you been up to?
Not a damn. It was raining all weekend. I usually go out and do something with my son, but we just stayed in the house. This rain is like East Coast rain now. This is like,
is this rain or is this like storming rain?
That's
like
storming rain.
I looked out the window and it was so much water coming down, I forgot where the fuck I was at.
It thundered this one time. Everybody heard it. It shook my whole apartment building. It was
wow. Glad I wasn't here for that.
I thought my neighbors was fucking, but you know.
No.
My neighbors are boring. The corner of my unit is so quiet that the storm, just even the dripping I hear, but.
Well, that's good. Who wants to be there with loud neighbors?
I lived in a building. When I used to live at 1600 Vine, the neighbors, we used to have Dre's upstairs. So at the end of the night, every night, 4 o'clock in the morning, somebody would pull the fire alarm. Almost every night.
Damn.
It's crazy. Drunk shit.
We don't have that. So you just bend the rain. That's the thing about LA. Have you noticed the rain will keep everybody in LA in the house?
The rain will shut this city down.
Thank God, because these people cannot drive.
Yeah. Trying to drive in the rain. This shit
it's
is
like they think
up.
They in the goddamn snow. I'm like, why are you going so slow? It's just rain.
But you've been, you're from Chicago.
Yeah.
You're from Philly.
Yeah.
Y'all know what real weather looks like.
Right.
But rain. Oh, L.A., I literally stayed in my pajamas an entire day because I was like, I refuse to go out.
And then people don't get their cars and shit fixed. They don't put no antifreeze out here. They don't. Their windshield wipers is broke because they don't expect the rain. So when it's time for rain, people be like, ah!
Wait, do people have broken windshield wipers?
Yes, out here, 100%.
Really?
Yes, that's when a big I tell thing. You.
Wait. Antifreeze. I haven't heard of that since I was poor.
Antifreeze.
I'm just saying. Because
your car don't really need it no more. You got a new car.
Because you're in LA, you spoiled as hell.
Like, I never think of, like, the alternator.
You see?
Remember that?
Or the starter. What are those bands called that keep your fan going?
Oh, not the rotator. The rubber.
It's just so much poor stuff that I don't even know anymore.
The alternator used to always go when you pour, yo.
Oh, my God.
You got to get the new alternator.
One time when I bought one of my first cars, I think it was a Nissan Sentra. Please don't tell nobody. I got off the freeway, and I went to make a right. And so I'm turning, and the car's turning. And then all of a sudden, the wheel's still turning, but the car's still going straight. I have broke the, whatever that is called.
Yeah, I don't
if
know.
You're poor,
I don't
please leave it in the comments. I don't know.
If you're poor, only poor people know what that is.
I'm just playing.
They can't get their car fixed.
I tell you, I don't have a car now because I just use Uber. I said I didn't want my car anymore because I wasn't in town. And then I said, I'm just going to Uber and then for a month and see if I like it. And now I'm like, I get picked up anywhere I want. I don't have to valet. Valet in LA, that's another thing. If you live in LA, you get lit up with parking tickets and you get valet.
Yeah. But you're spending so much money, though, too, on Ubers. But, I mean, you are down here, so it's not too far of, like, drives.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it makes sense.
I mean, but if I want to go to Temecula.
Why are you going to Temecula?
There's no reason. That's where poor people live. I'm just playing. Shout out to Temecula.
You know what? Don't play, because that's where my wine was made.
Is it really?
Oh.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm poor, so stop talking
it's
about
it. It's not
me.
Now, no, but it was.
We're all poor.
Stop talking about
okay,
me.
Okay, listen.
I'm taking this personal.
We're all poor when we compare ourselves to Jeff Bezos. The man is worth over $100 billion. And then 100%. Got a divorce with his wife, and she took half, or she's taking half.
Damn.
Let me tell you right now, I am not for murder. But if I sell Hollywood Unlocked for, say, $500 million, and at that time I'm married and I love my husband and kids and all that, and then we just don't work out, and the nigga says, I'm taking half, he's dying.
Okay, well, let's cut this from the copy.
Well, I mean, you're definitely right, because I'm like, look, because if he end up dead, then he's going to be right here.
Don't refer back to this.
Actually, let me take all that back. This is just for pure entertainment. All right, so that was our week in recap. And T.S. Madison's not here, so we're going to go ahead and, although her body's not here, we're going to go ahead and enjoy her lovely spirit in the spirit of a little mama. Okay, anyway, how you doing, T.S.? Okay, whatever. All right, so 21 Savage. Oh. We just jump right into it. What is going on with 21?
So 21 Savage was arrested in Atlanta during Super Bowl weekend and taken into custody for staying here in the United States of America. Supposedly, he was born in the UK, came here when he was 7, and they're basically saying that he doesn't have his visa anymore, I suppose. So he has, they're trying to basically deport him. How do you guys feel about this?
I think it's fucked up.
But he went through the process, they said, in 2017 to get his paperwork. It's just, it has not went through.
Well, the first thing I would say is that no motherfucking wall would stop him from coming here from the UK.
That
because we keep talking about, think about it. We keep talking about immigration in this country, and people think immigration is just Mexicans. Mm-hmm. Immigration is every nigga that don't belong here, that wasn't born here and hasn't gone through the process of becoming a naturalized citizen.
True.
So I think it's an educational moment. I'm surprised people aren't using that in Congress as like the flagship experience of why this wall isn't the absolute resolution to immigration issues.
It's not.
I hear what you're saying.
Illegal immigration. But anyway, what do I think?
What do you think, Jason?
I mean, what I think is really interesting, and again, this goes back to us as a people. I feel like we should be fighting for all people who are migrating here to get away from bad places. We should be fighting for legislation and holding people accountable to make proper laws to let people find legal pathways to citizenship. And we shouldn't only care when it affects a rapper. Like, I see more black people posting this because it's 21 Savage. One, half y'all niggas didn't download his album. Second of all, I ain't never been to a 21 Savage concert and don't know no song that Cardi B ain't on. So I have his phone number, but I don't talk to him. But
great dude.
I've seen
he's
him.
Very
no, he's a dude. Nice guy. I mean, I've seen him at the strip club, but now he's all on my timeline every day. But what about the mothers whose kids are in cages at the border? Why they ain't on your timeline?
Yeah, but it's the same
at
situation.
Least color people are sticking together.
Yeah.
Because then when we ain't, y'all complain.
We stick together in spurts, though. Black people, we got to do better.
Well, 21 said he believes he's being targeted because he spoke about this organization in recent lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know how they try to shut him down. They did this shit to Tupac.
Just for me.
Not the same thing, but.
When 21 was here, however long he was here, he got kicked out of school for having a firearm, right? ICE didn't come get him then. Then he had another felony gun charge years later. ICE didn't come get him then. Out of nowhere, Super Bowl weekend, after he's talking about ICE on whatever show he performed on, now they come and swoop him up and say he's here without a visa. 2 years ago, was it? Yeah, 2 years ago, he tried to apply for a visa. They never responded. So it's like they're targeting this dude, and to be in an ICE detention center is way worse than being in jail. There's no facility. There's really no facility. It's kind of fucked up.
It is.
So I'm not really cool with that.
Well, Offset ain't cool with people talking shit about it, because apparently today Chris Brown has posted some meme and Offset was not here for it. And he was like, that shit's lame.
Because it's really not funny. Like, when you really look at it, take out the fact that he's from the UK, it's not funny that this dude is on 23-hour lockdown for no reason.
So about to get deported
for no reason. He pays a lot of fucking taxes and he's applied for his visa and he came here as a child. His parents, just like, you know, the kids that are at the detention center with the Mexicans, their visa expired. He was a child. So where does that leave him?
Well, he's also been arrested for felonies in our country.
But regardless, when he got arrested.
No, but there are laws that say, okay, first of all, his visa expired.
His parents' visa expired.
Okay, his parents' visa expired. So he was then, and he was here illegally. Then he
does that make it illegal? Hold on, that's the problem.
I'm not fighting for no 21, 22, 23, 29 savages. These niggas ain't paid their bill, ain't flew one of my niggas out, and ain't put their shoe on my foot. So I'm not that married to it. Let me first say the only reason why the nigga followed Hollywood Unlocked is because I posted a video of him flashing a gun at a cookout that he wanted me to delete. So I said, I'll delete it. If you follow us, you followed us. That's how we built our 21 Savage relationship. Now, probably didn't want the gun waving out there because it's a felony to brandish a firearm and you was here illegally. So that's that. Then he unfollowed us because we were posting photos of Amber Rose. Guess that breakup happened and didn't really fancy well. So that was that. So I don't really have a dog in this fight. What I will say is that if I have to respond to the points that are out there in the news that we're writing about, is if he came here legally or illegally, say he came legally and the visa expired. Now he's here and he's on an expired visa, which a lot of people, by the way, I don't know where Alyssa is. It works for me. Her visa was fucked up a little bit. Hey, she's waving in the back. And then he commits felonies, cleared them up, got the records expunged, which means they technically don't exist, mm-hmm. except when it comes to ICE, they do. And then he let the amount of time expire before he went to go apply, although he did go apply legally. Sometimes shit catches up with you. So some would say shit caught up with him.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. What I do love, if I have to play devil's advocate, I love that niggas is woke. And niggas is posting, and we have these beautiful free 21 Savage posters on Instagram all on my motherfucking timeline. But why ain't y'all niggas fighting for it? Yesterday was Trayvon Martin's birthday, and didn't something happen on Trayvon Martin's birthday that was just, what happened on Trayvon's birthday?
Facts.
You want to talk about some real shit? Talk about Liam Neeson. Talk this big ass fucking movie star out promoting a blockbuster movie, and he was talking about hunting niggas down, and it came out on Trayvon Martin's birthday, and we ain't mad about it. We're Sean King.
We mad about it.
Let's get into
we
that.
We not topic. Mad. We talking about 21 Savage. 21 Savage. 21. I don't know if he's paying his taxes. Have you seen his tax return?
He's paying his taxes.
How do you know that?
That man is paying his tax. Don't try to do that like he don't pay his
taxes. My point is, Trayvon Martin would have been 24 years old. And we still live in a country where a white man who's ultra famous can go on Good Morning America and tell a black woman while he's promoting the film, the film that's still going to theaters.
Oh, he's crazy.
That he 20, 30 years ago wanted to hunt down and kill black bastards because his friend was attacked by a black person. If you think about it, Trayvon Martin was hunted down and killed because of his perception of what black boys in hoodies were.
Talk about
we live in the same time. So we ain't talking about that because it's not 21 Savage and other rappers haven't posted about it. We only give a fuck what rappers post about. Wear my Fashion Nova. Call this bitch. Buy this record. That's all we care about. We ain't woke. We social media woke. We plugged in to a feed. A feed tells us what to feel. Okay, we should. I'm not going to no 21 rally. I hope he figures it out. But I remember leading the Trayvon Martin campaign. I remember talking to his mom, and I remember how she felt about her son being killed.
Right.
Where is T.S. Madison? But anyway, I digress.
I understand, but I getting to Liam Neeson.
But shout out to Jay-Z, man, supporting 21 Savage, man. Hopefully we get him out that situation.
There's a lot of people that support 21 Savage.
I'm not mad about 21 Savage. I want the boy to be free.
I didn't say you were mad.
I want
but
the
you
boy.
Got your opinion on it. We understand.
I want the boy to be free, but I want us to care about real shit.
We yeah, can't no, just what you're saying makes sense.
We only care about it when it comes to a rapper. I mean, when it happens to a rapper. Now, mind you, again, this is not sliding 21 Savage, but nobody talked about the Trayvon Martin thing and Liam Neeson. Who going to watch that movie?
Everybody was talking about Liam Neeson. And we about to talk about it right now because Liam is, he on some shit.
What is Liam on?
He on some shit. So he sat down with the Independent to promote the new film, like you said, The Cold Pursuit, when he told a story about some time back. You also, it was what, 30 years back or whatever?
Yeah,
it was like Liam Neeson's old as shit. About one of his loved ones was raped, and he said he wanted to go out with a, he used another word for him because I don't think he's from the U.S.
No, but
he's
from the U.K.
Yeah, okay. He went out with a stick and he was trying to hunt down what he called a black bastard. And everybody kind of was like, yo, Liam, what the fuck is up with that? So that is the situation.
We've all had a situation sometimes. Like, let's just say, for example, I'm riding in a car and it was an old white man or something and he was going off of me. He could be racist. You know, like, I know that I've come out before and I've said, oh, my God, this old white man. Like, does that make me a racist? Like, I just feel like this happened to Liam a long time ago. So for me, it's not something that makes me feel like he's a racist.
I hear you.
Because I wouldn't consider that I'm a racist when I'm saying an old white man or, oh, we've all done that.
But he's even, okay, I've never been spit on. Okay, I got spit on by a white boy when I was in the seventh grade, and I said, you spit on me, I'm gonna whoop your ass. And he spit on me. I mean, he loogie spit on, in my face. And I whooped his ass. But I didn't come to school the next day saying, any white boy say anything to me, not even that. I didn't come to school the next day saying, I'm gonna whoop, I wish a white bastard would, I'm gonna just
but
whoop
Jason,
a white
you
bastard.
Can't, in your lifetime, you definitely have said something about some culture or some race or something. We all have done it.
But I'm not going to say I never have, but right. I will say, like, I've never just because of their race said it. Like, I've never said I've never called an Asian person a gook. I've never called a Mexican a spick.
Oh, no,
I've
not
never,
like that,
I've never thought of, like, and I've said on the show, I've never seen races, like, I don't think segregated that way. But I guess what I would say, like, if a white person shot, well, I got shot by a black person. If I was shot by a white person, I wouldn't go out the next day saying, I'm going to unleash on any white person I see.
Right, so because he said black bastards.
He said himself on the interview with Robin Roberts, I went out and she said, she tried to give him out. She said, if you would have ran into a black person, do you think you would have killed them? And he said, yes.
I guess.
And he said it lasted for a week.
So do you think that he's racist?
I think there's a moment where race can pop up, like you said, in all of us, because we do live in a world right now, especially we're hypersensitive under the Trump administration, where, like, some shit goes down, you do kind of look like, because racism is real, and I don't think people who aren't black don't really understand it. Like, we get it.
Right.
But I think all of us, at least a lot of us, we suppress a lot of the racism because we know how it feels to have racism put to us.
Right.
Somebody brought up an example of the L.A. riots when the thing went down with Rodney King, how all the black people were kind of looting the streets and beating up any Asian person they seen or any white person they seen. So I want to get y'all perspective on that. Is that categorize as racist. Like, that's kind of like the same mentality Liam was experiencing right there. Well, I'm not going to say it's the same, but I, you know,
I'll give you an
people
example.
Were bringing it up in a
similar
way.
That's a good example. Remember when OJ happened?
Mm-hmm.
That's a better example. When OJ happened and they arrested OJ and niggas went wild and they pulled the white, the black guys pulled the white man out the diesel and beat him up and hit him in the face with a brick on live news and all that.
Oh my God.
That was that where they were out looking for anybody white.
Yeah.
Okay. Rodney King happened and they were rioting and looting and burning down their own neighborhoods. What they should have done was get on buses and go to Beverly Hills, loot and burn that shit down.
Right.
They don't give a fuck when you, white people don't care when you burn your own neighborhood down.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Wait, you burning your block down. You burnt your grandmama's church down. And you think they at home giving a fuck. They at home looking at, look at them chicken and waffle eating motherfuckers out there burning their own shit down.
Ray's Barbershop.
Right.
You burning little businesses out. Then what they do? We're going to fix the community. Here's a Walmart. Now they done killed your whole community.
Fuck you all up.
Making money off your land.
Free 21 Savage. That's all niggas care about. Because niggas ain't woke. I don't give a fuck if you put it on your Instagram. Before you even post it on your Instagram, I bet you checked your aesthetic to make sure it matched with all the rest of your pictures. Because y'all niggas, that's all y'all care about. Y'all don't care about real shit.
Ladies, it's time for another Hollywood hookup.
Hello.
So you guys know that I work out a lot. I'm all about keeping my body slim and trim.
Real true.
But I also travel a lot. So I've been using OpenFit, which is a super simple streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your own home, or let's just say hotel room, or wherever it is that you guys are at.
That's right.
It also personalizes your needs based on how you want your body to look.
Yeah, I want to be really like ripped.
Yeah, me too. They have amazing trainers and classes. Super simple. You can access it anywhere at any time. And who doesn't want that? Oh, my goodness.
Hello.
And you can also see results fast, which you can lose up to about 15 pounds in like 30 days.
I mean, look at me. Like,
we don't need to lose weight, but you can also, you know, get your abs and, you know, tone. And ladies, who doesn't want nice glutes?
I like glutes.
OpenFit has changed the way I work out. And with my code UNLOCKED, you can join me on a fitness journey personalized just for you.
Hello. Okay?
Again, use my code UNLOCKED and start using OpenFit for your journey to a healthier lifestyle, guys.
Get your body right.
Right now, during the OpenFit 30-day challenge, my listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership, guys, to OpenFit, where you can lose 15 pounds in 30 days when you text UNLOCKED to 303030. 303030.
Hello.
All the workouts, all the nutrition information, totally free. Who doesn't like free? Again, just text UNLOCKED to 303030, which is 303030.
Clutch.
That's when they'd be like, oh, Jason, he ain't even black. He don't talk about black shit. It don't matter if I talk about black shit. If I say right now, my opinion is niggas look ignorant and burning down their community, they going to say that's because he not black. That's really what they're going to say.
Mm.
He not black enough. His mama's white. He don't know.
Not black enough either.
In the situation with Liam, in my personal opinion, the fact that he recalled on this thing that happened 30 years ago and still recalled it the same way and made it a little racist for me.
And like, by the way, wasn't even asked about it. He just offered it up.
That's what made it a little weird for me.
I didn't watch the interview. I'm just like, reading from what the topic, if, the topic list.
If it just happened like 2 weeks ago and that was his response and he's like in the heat of the moment, maybe. The fact he looked back at it and was like, yeah, I was, you know, looking for a black. It's like, bro, what?
Because the movie is called Cold Pursuit. So he was trying to give an example from his own lie.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
And this is what I'm going to tell people today. Liam, again, I'm going to go back to my Facebook. I put this on my Facebook today.
Liam need to chill.
I put this on my Facebook today. You know, I got on the phone with my ex this morning because, you know, I know he out there. He's confused, but, you know, God bless him. I said, I had to remind somebody today that when you're living your life, don't look back. Don't worry about what could have been or should have been. If friendships and relationships didn't work, don't look back. Keep moving. Then I had to illustrate it. In movies, you ever see when the person's being chased and they look and then they're running as fast as they can. Then they stop and look back to see what's chasing them. Then they start exploring. Who's out there? What's out there? And then they go back looking for it and die. Life is chasing you. One day it will catch up to you and you won't be able to run anymore. Until then, keep running. Don't look back. Don't look in reverse because in the movies, that's when everyone dies. And the truth is, had his bitch ass just promoted the fucking movie and not looked back when he was chasing out black bastards, he'd still be famous. I ain't watching none of your shit now.
Yeah.
Take that shit off of Netflix.
This is a tough one for you.
Damn.
Man. It's tough.
And can I just say one more thing? This is it. Trayvon Martin would have been 24 years old yesterday. And all you niggas is talking about, is 21 Savage. Y'all talking about a nigga who ain't even, they ain't got racism like that in London. They ain't got niggas chasing niggas. They don't even have guns like that in London. Y'all talking about 21 Savage and y'all not talking about Trayvon Martin. You're not talking about Philando Castile. You're not talking about niggas who are getting killed for being black in our country. We talking about free a nigga who wasn't even here legally. Okay.
What else? I don't think it should be one or the other. I think we need to be talking about all these issues more passionately. That's just my opinion. I feel like you're right. We do need to be talking about Trayvon Martin, Philando Castile, but you can't say 21 Savage, who was
a part of our culture as far as music.
Not even a part of our culture. This was like an investigation. It was some bullshit. It was just really some bullshit. But I hear what you're saying.
There was a day I was sitting at home, probably with some fine ass Dominican that don't speak half English. Si se puede. Yes, we can. And I looked on the news and it was a bunch of niggas at the border. Couldn't get in our country. Cause our president, this little orange son bitch in DC, pulled the 12-inch dildo out his asshole with his little immigrant wife and said, I'm banning all Muslims from coming in our country.
I seen that.
Wait a minute. Y'all ain't fucking woke. Y'all talking about 21 Savage? It's Muslims who just, their religion is Muslim, banned at the border. Now, not from Saudi Arabia, where he did the $300 billion deal or at the time our Secretary of State was the former CEO of Exxon and the oil export and import. Let's get into some deeper shit. People, y'all ain't woke. Y'all talking about 21 Savage. Now, I'm not saying we need to segregate all the issues. But what I'm saying is back home, what matters here, first to me as an American, because I ain't European, I ain't African. I'm black, Italian American. If we're going to talk about 21 Savage and we're going to create posters and all that, don't do it because it comes from a label or from somewhere that's profiting off of that artist.
Right.
We didn't profit off of Trayvon Martin, so we didn't talk about it. We weren't the Muslim banned at the border, so it didn't bother us, so we didn't care. But we don't care until it affects somebody that we're told to care about. Humanity is about looking at it like, okay, I'm a Christian and I'm not a Muslim, but if I was living in a country and I was Christian and I was banned at my own border, how would I feel?
Right.
That's how we come together. That's the difference between the LGBT community and the black community. You could be LGBT, you could be gay as fuck, black,
white,
transgender, white. Let some shit go down. We gonna come together.
I hear what you're saying. I think personally for me, 21 Savage in his lyrics and even the last performance he did, he talks about these issues. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's why I have a little bit more of a passion to, because he's not just some dude that's just out here. He's like trying to make a change. He's doing stuff in the community. He's talking about the things that's happening at the border. He's trying to help. So it's just, for me, it's just like, it's just kind of fucked up. As soon as he starts making his voice be heard, the past three times when he was caught with a gun, y'all didn't want to kick him out the country then when he was trying to kill people that look like us, you know, but as soon as he's trying to make a change for the society, now you want to detain him. That's just how I'm looking at it. Well, no one gave a fuck when he had a gun back then.
We had a black president for 8 years and niggas started making changes, and what they do, they slid that orange motherfucker in. They didn't care that Crooked Hillary got the popular vote. They didn't give a fuck about old Bernie Sanders. They didn't give a fuck about none of that. They said, nah, we not letting these niggas transform this country. We not becoming free like Europe, and we not becoming with no guns like Europe. We need our guns so we can keep killing people, so we can keep profiting off of the death. And the NRA is going to keep still flooding this money, and we're going to keep AIDS and climate control. Fuck climate control. We live in L.A. We in a storm, and there's below 40 degrees in our country, and you say climate control ain't real? Y'all niggas is a better wake the fuck up. Free 21 Savage. Boy, what's the next topic? But I agree with you. We got to care about everything. It's not one's better than the other. But I feel like we prioritize based on social media and based on popular.
There's certain things that are more important.
Like your kids are black. Your kids are black. They're growing up in a country where you can send them to the store for some Skittles and they can be gunned down. Like when I met Trayvon's mom, I literally got a call and was on the next plane to New York. I related to her from losing a brother, but I couldn't even understand. Your son said, "Mom, I'm gonna run to the store," and got murdered, and then nobody really fucking cared.
For real. And the dude that did it is on fucking eBay and doing all types of whatever, all types of press.
Didn't he write a book about? Or didn't he?
Yes, he did.
All types of shit. Book. He did all types of shit.
And people out buying the shit.
I feel that.
George Zimmerman, they need to cut your throat. But anyway, go ahead, move on.
So a woman claims that Soulja Boy kidnapped and injured her. And Soulja Boy's manager denies. So I guess they were arguing at his home. She pretty much backed her car into his house. I mean, this is just crazy. Backed her whole car up into his house. She got into a fight with his people. And she's saying that he basically dragged her into the garage, tied her up and beat her up and left her in there for 6 hours. I don't really know. This is seeming very extra.
Wait, kidnap?
Really? She claims that she had 3 fractured ribs, okay, and a concussion. And they say that Soulja and this girl named Kayla had dated for a while, but their relationship ended and she was upset about it. I guess it was another party where she came back to the crib and like crashed her car into his house.
She's again. Just been running
like,
the car.
Into yeah, and then I guess like the manager and her fought outside of his house and Soulja Boy didn't go out there. But like, what y'all think about these crazy women? Have y'all ever had a situation where y'all dealt with a woman who, or a man?
Yep, I did. I had a crazy woman and she drove me straight to
niggas. No, not a woman, crazy
niggas.
Woman or man that literally when you broke up, try to fuck your whole life up.
Mm-hmm. Well, first on the topic of Soulja, do I believe all this happened? Soulja feeling himself right now. I ain't gonna lie. Soulja probably had a party. Some shit probably went down. You don't just break your own ribs and, I mean, back a car into a nigga's house when you're having a good time.
Maybe she was on some drugs.
Is Soulja and them doing drugs like that?
Not Big Soulja.
Huh?
Lean?
Lean back. Lean. All right. Well, I don't know. Have I had a situation, a crazy situation? Okay.
Share it. Spill it.
All right. So there was this guy and he wasn't. Well, he said he wasn't gay or whatever. He had never been with a man. Story of my life. We go to Great America. I go with his whole family. And I'm like, this is back when I didn't really know a lot of gay niggas because I was from Stockton, whatever. So I'm like telling him this and this and that, whatever. And he's just like, I will never have sex with you. We had messed around, but he was like, I will never have sex with you unless you love me, unless I know you love me, you know, because I ain't never did nothing like that. So, you know, over time, I told him I loved him because that's what it took. That's what he told me it was going to take to get it. So I said, I love you. And I got it. But then afterwards, because I hadn't really been with too many men, I felt really filthy. I felt really like, ugh, this is like wrong.
Right.
Because I was still struggling. And so right after we had sex, literally, I remember feeling like, nah, I ain't doing this no more. So I waited about 3 days and I was just like, yo, I'm cool. Like, this isn't going to work. And that motherfucker told me, I'm going to kill you. And I will never forget one day I had to move my house because he was like popping up in my building all the time. So I moved to another apartment building. And one day my friend came over and he called me and he said, so Gabe's still coming over your house? He literally just walked in the door. He was outside watching me.
Oh, hell to the no.
And then found out where I worked, came in a whole nother town, came there. And one day I thought, well, let me try to normalize this. And so I said to him, can you give me a ride somewhere? Like acting like I wanted to be his friend. And he picked me up and I get in the car and he starts driving really, really fast and on the freeway. And he's like, I should pull my gun out and shoot your ass right now. Like, it was some crazy shit. Long story short, I just moved out the city. I just left. And I don't know where he is right now, but wherever you are, nigga, I hope your ass dead. That motherfucker, like, I ain't never wanted nobody to die in my life, but that son of a bitch had me scared. I couldn't even go to sleep. I had to buy guns, I had to sleep with a gun on my counter. Because I was like, and this nigga gonna have to come in. I'm gonna have to shoot. I'm just gonna close my eyes and shoot everything in the motherfucker.
I mean, shit ain't funny. It's pretty scary, but yeah.
Have you had
I have, yeah. When I was actually in college, I dated this guy, and you know, I was in a domestic violence relationship prior to that relationship, and he knew about it, and so he made me feel comfortable, like I would never do that, and all that. And then he was the worst. When I tell you, I found out he was still talking to his ex girlfriend, and you know who you are, because he's in California, and I've seen him, crazy motherfucker, you. So literally, I woke up, saw that his ex girlfriend, reached out that they were still talking to one another. I'm like, oh wow, this is interesting. So then I woke his ass up, like, get the fuck up out my house. Bruh, he act like he was leaving, went downstairs, came back upstairs with a kitchen knife. I'm talking about like one of them big ass knives, had it to my back and was like, get the fuck in the car. And I was so scared. I went into, you know, I watched my little shows like Snapped and all these shows. So I was like, oh my God, I'm going into survival mode. He drives literally.
Wait, so do you get in the car?
He got the knife to my back.
Oprah says don't go to the second location.
Bro, what was that supposed to be? He had the knife to my back.
That Oprah said don't go to the second
location. Okay, so if I would have fought there, he would have killed me in that house. But let me tell you.
Okay.
So he puts the knife to my back. I'm like, okay, because this is when I was like, I would do it. I'll suck your dick. I would do anything. I'm going to sweet talk your ass. So we get into the car and I'm just like, you know, he's like, I'll kill you if I can't have you. No one's going to have you. He drove to some deserted location, literally like in between these trees with a little creek. I was like, oh shit, I'm about to die. Bitch is about to be dead. And And literally, I just got on my hands and knees and was like, I am so sorry. I blamed everything on me. I am the one to blame. I'm fucking stupid. You were never in the wrong. I went there. He was like, are you sure? You sure you love me? You sure you want to be with me? I was like, yes, I don't want to be with nobody else. Da-da-da-da. Bruh, stay with his ass. He ain't kill me that day. Had to call the police and get a restraining order. This nigga chased me around campus. I was terrified.
How old were you?
Maybe at that time I was like 21, 22.
So you were in college, okay.
Yeah.
So how did you get away from that?
He pretty much was a year older than me, so he ended up graduating that year. Mm. So I had to get a restraining order, but he used to like show up and like
fucking. But you stayed with him though.
No, I didn't. Oh, you didn't. I had a restraining order against him, but he like would chase me and shit. Like I would be somebody! Like I would be screaming, bro, when I tell you. He's crazy, and I literally have seen him in L.A. I turned blue.
That's insane.
I just saw him maybe like 2 months ago.
Really? Yes. Did he say something to you?
No, but I saw you look. You psycho.
Don't agitate him.
Yeah, please.
He might come to the station.
No, he can come here.
No.
Nah, he come here and get his head blown off. Yeah,
come over here with that shit.
I hope you really did change.
Okay, so T.S. Madison is still not here, but we do have her spirit in the building. The last time T.S. Madison was on the show in Atlanta, she had a gun on her, so I hope she don't come with no gun today.
Oh, please don't.
All right, so what about you?
Yeah, you can't top a story like that. That's insane. Right. I was talking to this girl, right? And I liked her. She didn't want to make it official. That was per her. She didn't want to make it official. I was cool with that because I liked her, right? So one day she told me to pick her up from this party and something was up. I think she was on some Molly. I don't know what was wrong with her, but I picked her up. And she told me she was wearing like a homegirl's dress or something. So she wanted to get a picture. And I was like, you're not taking a picture in my house. Like, I just don't do that.
I don't do that either.
She was like, no, but I just need to get a picture. And I'm just like, no, you're not doing that. She's like, well, I want to fucking go home. And I was like, I would have took you home. You asked me to bring you here. So this girl, she don't want to be with me. She don't want to claim me, but she keep leaving shit at my house, right? So I keep putting it up. So she's like, well, give me back all my shit and then I'm going to go home. And I was like, all right, but I already put the shit up somewhere to get it out of the way. I was like, I'll just take you home because you drunk on some drugs or something and I'll bring it to you. Like, no, if you don't give me my shit right now, I'm going to tear this whole house apart. And I was just like, well, no, I'm not giving it to you right now. So she gets up, right? And I stand in front of her because she's like trying to go in my bedroom to try to like tear through shit to find her stuff, like some bullshit, like some earrings or whatever. She starts attacking me. She's scratching me, pulling me, kicking me, but screaming help to the top of her lungs.
Oh, hell no.
So she was setting you up.
Yes, she's fucking attacking me, whooping my ass. And I'm scared even here. My heart is pounding. Like, I don't want to touch her at all because I'm like, somebody's going to call the cops. She's screaming as loud as she can.
So now let's like put your shoe. You're in Bow Wow shoes now. And that's basically where probably Bow Wow was. And now everybody was making a joke out of him online. What do you think would have happened if he would have hit that girl back and defended himself?
I didn't know what to do.
But he would have went to jail.
Did it ever dawn on your mind to defend yourself?
No. Because the way she was screaming, I said, I can be attacked. If she gets one bruise on her face, the way she's screaming, nobody's going to believe.
So how did it end?
I had to kind of like put her in these personal handcuffs. Like I took her arm and kind of like put her like this and I kind of put her on the ground. Put her on the ground. And then eventually I had to hold her there
You arrested her?
I had to. It was a citizen's arrest. But look, eventually, this time, I don't know. She was high. She was drunk. Eventually, she kind of went to sleep.
So she was definitely fucked up.
She was fucked up. Eventually, she went to sleep. She got up, walked outside. I thought she left, and I was like, thank God. I went to go outside to go to my car, and she was like knocked out on the steps. And I'm like, not one person called the cops? Like, all this screaming her on the steps. I'm like.
So did you ever hear from her again?
You know what? I stopped talking to her, I know her. I know her family. A year later, she was like, you know, I don't understand why we're not cool no more. I was like, you really don't know what you did to me that night? She's like, no, remember. I just know you were tripping.
That's a mess. And that's why I don't fuck with bitches no more.
What's up, y'all? It's time for another Hollywood hookup. So one thing that's really important to me is smell. You know, I don't like people smell funky, and I definitely don't want to smell funny. I mean, look, I have to sit next to April every day.
I smell delicious, don't I?
Exactly. So I got to match her swag. And what I like to do is come in here day after day with a new fragrance, a new smell, and a new swag. And what keeps me going is Scentbird, okay? I love this product because what they do at Scentbird.com is they keep me smelling good month after month.
Is that what you normally wear?
Yeah.
Okay.
They be looking out.
You do smell very good, Damage.
Scentbird has over 450 designer brands to choose from every month. So every month they send you a new fragrance and you can keep updating your swag, your smell. You know, I got to come here. It's a lot of people. I don't want to keep hitting them with the same smell. I try to switch it up like a Prada or a Gucci. They have so many to choose from that I haven't got to experiment with yet. Right here, I got some Tom Ford. They got Kenneth the Cole. I know it's Kenneth Cole, but I like saying Kenneth the Cole. It makes it sound a little cooler. Hugo Boss. There's so many to try from. And it's like, I'm telling you, it comes every month. It's a monthly delivery service.
Let me smell that.
It comes in like this. Look, you open it up. Yep, you pop it out just like that. Boom!
Okay.
Look at that. That's a, you ain't even see that kind before.
You just spray it like this.
You just spray it just like she never even seen that fragrance before.
Hello?
This is Scentbird keeping me fly. You can choose a cologne or a perfume, and they'll send you a 30-day supply. You know, that's 120 sprays if you're counting.
Listen, and you'd be a fool not to get it.
You know, I use about 10 sprays.
Me too. Me like 30.
Yeah. And guess what? It's free shipping all the time. This is why I always use Scentbird.com.
As you should, damage.
With this exclusive offer, you get 50% off your first month today. So that's only $7.50. That's right, $7.50 for your first set of cologne.
Wow.
So that's Scentbird.com, SCENTBIRD.com/unlock. Use the code UNLOCK to get 50% off your first month. That's SCENTBIRD.com/unlock. Sign on and smell great today.
Yes, smell good for me.
Okay, so like I said, T.S. Madison was here in spirit, and now T.S. Madison here is here in person.
Oh, my God, it's me, the Black Caitlyn Jenner.
Okay, we already kind of have you here on the... Here you go.
You know I'm colored. Don't do me like that.
I told everybody you was on Atlanta time. T.S. Madison is here, late as hell, but here. Do you want to just go ahead and do your opening?
Listen, do you see my face? This is how I feel about the whole situation. do I put this on?
Yeah, you smell very good. What did you... Bathing Scentbird?
Well, you know, honey, a lady has to always smell like good coochie.
That is true.
Can I cuss on the show?
No, you've been on the show twice. You know what the hell you can do.
Is it on? Is it on, honey? Is this bitch recording? What's up, YouTube land, Twitter land, Instagram land, Snapchat, Grindr, Scruff, BGC, Jacked, Facebook, Periscope, and last but not least, every single one of my bitches, Christian Mingle, and the lands all across the land. This is your girl, T.S. Madison. I'm coming to you loud, live, and in color from Los Angeles, California. And I am on Hollywood Unlocked, Uncensored.
Okay, so that's just the opening.
Wait, can I say it again? Uncensored.
Wait, so you remember my co-host?
I've met you before, right?
I don't think so.
What, you sure?
Yeah.
Santa Monica and
he don't be on Santa
I'm being a mess. Okay, now listen. I don't know if Jason has told you how slightly messy I can be, but now I'm not a full mess.
Wait, can I tell you? Okay, Damage and April Jones. This is T.S. Madison.
Hey, April, how you doing, baby? Hi, nice. You're so pretty, so beautiful and things.
And can I tell you, I was on Instagram last night, and I don't know how I ended up on old Queen Court videos.
Oh God.
With that goddamn Darth Vader mask on and you slipped out the chair. And I'm telling you, I was on the ground hollering last night.
Listen, let me tell you something. Ain't nothing going to ever be like the original Queen's Court. Nothing.
You think so?
Nothing. Baby, we destroy the internet. I'm going to say it again. We destroy the internet.
No, but the way y'all were coming for people was just, there was definitely a yin and yang.
Well, because I'm always the good and that she was the bad.
Yes.
But she's definitely the bad.
But you went bad too a couple times.
I'm always going to be bad when a bitch I don't like.
That is true.
Shit, I don't give a damn. I make my sign my own goddamn checks. I don't care who like me. But, you know, I do know that in the industry, you can't just step on everybody's toes and be like, fuck you, bitch, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. And then think that you're going to come out and do interviews. And because it's important. In order to make millions and millions of dollars, you have to corroborate sometimes. Mm-hmm. You got to.
Did you were post? We posted you on Hollywood Unlocked yesterday.
What did you put up? Where is my phone?
The Tyler Perry on the jet thing. You said sis was waiting on
baby. I want a slim fine nigga that can back it up. That's what he want. Tyler Perry is, you know, he's our brother and sister in Christ. You know the gays are God's original chosen children.
How so?
Because you know all that we go through lots of things. The gays and the blacks are God's original chosen.
I was just trying to say the damage that I felt like them now teaching LGBTQ in school is similar to them needing to teach black history.
Can I say this live, Jason, and you do not edit this out?
You say anything you want.
All right, listen, I'd like to let you guys know that I love Jason Lee. And you can love somebody like instantly for something so that they might feel is so minute, but it's so big to you.
Right.
I love you, Jason.
I believe that because you do tell me.
I tell you this all the time.
You do.
And I love Jason because he took me to he invited me to the Wildin' Out, okay? And we talk about black people sticking together and gay people sticking together. Mm-hmm. We don't. And that for me was a move because he was trying to link me with Nick because Nick had like one of my videos and he was putting me with the producers and stuff like that. We don't do that for each other. Right. We are like crabs in the barrel when it comes to stuff like that in entertainment. See, a lot of people that are on the internet now that are huge on the internet now,
right.
Baby, I was bigger than them way before they even, you know, got into the whole situation. And I watched them get social media awards and get nominated for awards and get these things or whatever, you know, and I've collaborated with a lot of these people and done stuff I really believe because I'm a very vocal trans person, even with that whole Queen's Court situation, bitch, Kaya is a beast, baby. She reads and that's just, it is what it is. But when we got together, it formed into something, you know, it wasn't just we were sitting around reading people. It formed into an actual show. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't take away my importance to the internet. You can't take away my contribution to the trans movement, to the LGBTQIBDDDG movement. You cannot take away my contributions to these things, even though as much as they try to overlook me or underwhelm the things that I've done. Right. Sweetie, the reason why the people are walking around here saying, yes, it's me. What? Reason why people were screaming, new wave 22 inches, it was me. Mm-hmm. Lots of stuff that became, you know, trends in social media and popular culture, I ushered that in. Mm-hmm. You understand? Step your pussy up. Nikki said it, but bitch, when I carry with it, be yourself, bitch. Step your pussy up. Like, my catchphrases went.
Queens Radio, Queens Court.
Here you go.
I'm not going to get started there. I'm just saying. No, here's the deal.
Here you go.
Here's the deal.
Don't do that.
I was looking at old videos. I wasn't even looking for you. I was just online. I found Queens Court Radio, and then I started going through all the clips. And I ran into one of Kaya's. It was her and Nikki on the side-by-side, and she was like, you stole that idea. Now, I'm going to just say this about Tiz Madison, because you're giving me my props.
Okay.
I don't just have you on the show and just, like, we talk all the time.
Yeah.
And I have you come to Wildin' Out because I wanted you to introduce you to Nick. I was telling Nick, because as Nick is opening the show and making it more progressive for black people and gay people, I was like, you got to have Tiz, because he wanted to bring somebody on who was trans, or he was trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. And I felt like he had got it wrong.
Well, because a lot of heterosexual people don't understand the difference between trans and drag.
Yeah. And I said to him, I said, you want to be progressive and you want somebody who's funny and who's in the A and who people know, you got to have this. And we haven't even stopped on that idea yet.
Listen, let me tell you something. When the correct person comes through and says, you know what, T.S. Massa, I've been watching you for years. I got this thing for you. When it happens, it's going to explode.
But my point of what I was about to say, and I know you're protective of your relationship with Nikki, as I'm protective of my relationship with Cardi. Mm-hmm. I felt, and I've told you this, I felt like she tried to steal your idea.
Well,
they can't steal you.
No, I don't think that the idea was stolen, because I do think that what happened with Nikki loved the show. She loved the show. It was Kaya and myself, and we. But I think that, to be honest with you, Kaya left the door open for anybody to be like, okay, let's make the formula and then put my own spin on it. I don't think Nikki took the show, because when you look at it, the Queen Radio is set up like the Breakfast Club.
You should be the host of Queen Radio.
I would host it with Nikki.
Yeah, with Nikki. I think you'd be a, I think, because right now on the show, she talking all her shit. She needs that balance.
But if she asked me, I would do it.
Do it.
If she asked me, I would do it.
Now, I got a call about a video you made.
What I did. Tell me what I did.
Where you had talked, you were,
Cardi.
Can we just clear the air that you do not have a problem?
Let me tell you something. Cardi is a bad bitch. I love Cardi, okay? You know, when we, this is the thing about the old format of the Queen's Court. The old format was, we were just reading everything that was going on in social media, like blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm. Reading to death.
To filth, honey. But that was more Kaya doing a lot of reading. I used to try to wheel her back. Like, come on back, girl. Come on back. Don't be so hard. But say the pussy steak. But come on back, bitch. You know. We had fun. It was fun. But it was still a little dark, like dark places. And people get into their feelings when you start talking about stuff that's out there in the world.
Mm-hmm. That people know about.
Candy.
Ooh.
Candy burst.
Why'd you go off on... Y'all went off on poor Candy.
Poor Candy, my poor ass. Candy.
Oh, God.
Girl. Listen, Candy, I only... A lot of times when Kaya and I used to sit next to each other on the show, we would watch stuff that was going on. She would say, I'm going to read. I said, we're going to read it, but we got to make it where it doesn't seem like it's like lightning. It has to be like... Because Kaya is deadly. She done read me to death.
She said she was nice to me and then read me to death.
That she's just what it is. And, you know, to be honest with you, I ain't giving her no fool free promotion like the bitch I always say, a bitch giving her fool. But the bitch, it's just what it was. I was laughing at some shit she was talking about me. Mandy Mano. That shit is funny. But at the end of the day, you know, we not together anymore. The way the show is now, it's social commentary. I tell jokes about stuff.
But I was going to say, like, my show's gone through a transition. Your show went through a transition. You were one of the few people I had called first when mm-hmm. I was going through the transition. It's like the show does go on.
The show must go on. You know, you can't stay stagnant with an idea or with a vision that you were given because the other person didn't see what God put in your eyes right. to see. So you can't be stagnant with it. You know, and I've wished her the best. The bitch reads me to death. However it goes, I still wish her the best or whatever. Boom. But the Candy situation.
What happened with that?
Girl.
I want to know.
So, you know, the whole pussy wide is all outside thing, she didn't like that because Kaya said her pussy was all wide as all outside. And I found this video clip online where the man put a fake coochie on the motor, or the muffler, and turned it on. So we had did that. You know, I was the one responsible for that video. And me and Kaya were just going. But we saw on Andy Cohen, watch What Happens Live, the bitch escape girls was sitting over there. They said, well, who was getting more dick on the road? Basically what messy ass Andy was saying. Who was getting more dick on the road out of the group? They had the flashlight, so they took the flashlight and they turned the flashlight. Everybody pointed at Candy. You know, Watch What Happens Live come on Sunday, and you know the Queen's Court comes on Monday. Baby, we wore that ass out.
Yeah, but Kyle also intimated at the fact that she thought Todd was gay.
You don't think Todd is fuck fruity?
No. So you and...
Jason, you don't think Todd a little fruity?
No.
Todd cute, though.
Not my type at all.
He ain't got to be your type to
I've
say
met
cute.
Todd. I don't think he's gay.
He cute.
And I don't think Candy would be with a gay man.
Candy gay.
Candy's not gay.
Okay, so let me ask this question on your show. Y'all heterosexual folks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Both of y'all.
Damage has never been with a man. And you've never been with a woman?
Yes.
You have been with a woman.
Oh, so this question works great.
Okay.
Does an experience makes the identity?
Does
the if he, the gentleman, mm-hmm. has an experience with a gay man or a trans woman, is he now gay?
I think so.
No.
I know the answer is no, but I think
so. I'd like the woman to answer this question.
I would probably say no.
You say no. He said, yeah. Okay, so if a woman has an experience with another woman, is her identity now gay, an experience now?
No.
So why is it that for not, it's not the same?
That's just how it is. I'm just being honest.
Oh, because that's how it is.
Now, this works my spirit that a man says, but he's also black, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, usually people say...
Because you can go to Australia and everybody's everything.
Listen, so if a girl licks a twat or a man gets his meat sucked...
Why you gotta be so graphic?
They have to know what it is.
But call it a penile canal.
Meat.
Meat is better than penis.
If a man gets his meat sucked by another man or a trans woman, does that make him gay?
Society will say yes.
All right, society will say that yes. Yeah. If a woman has her box
eaten,
open, toyed with, played with, fondled, and is she gay?
No, and guys always say, "Oh, that's more sexy." It's a normal thing for women to be on women, but when it pertains to the opposite,
I mean, she just talked on the last show about tasting her own vagina, and a man would never want to taste his own penis.
Men do it, don't play. But this is the thing. Listen,
and so many women do it, and they want to sit here and say that that's nasty. No, it's not. Like if you're masturbating, and you're, let's just
do
say
people
you're
really
actually
think
playing,
that's nasty?
You, yeah, but I say you don't have a toy involved, and you're using your finger, and you basically nut. I'm a freak. I don't care.
I could tell.
I am.
Listen.
But I
got that energy all over me. I know a freak.
Oh, I am.
He got bad sex in the bed.
Him giving bad sex?
He got bad sex. The ladies only tell him he got good sex because he cute, but he got bad sex.
Why would you think that?
Because it's energy, she said.
No, but you can be conservative and not have bad sex.
Girl, but child, I'm an all out open.
Do a survey. You can go ask.
All right.
You can ask about me.
He's in these streets.
Do you like come in or come out?
What are you talking about?
Come.
Like come in a woman?
Yeah.
Like in, out, on your face?
Don't matter.
You don't come in nobody, do you?
Why not?
Because that's how kids and diseases
are
spread.
You ain't just coming in anything.
I didn't say just a stranger on the street.
Yeah, but everybody's a stranger to you. Everybody's a stranger
forever. She's just saying basically as preference. Yeah. Do you like, what turns you on?
Do you like water sports? Are you R. Kelly or are you muting him right now?
Wait, R. Kelly is
no Robert. No Robert in here.
Okay.
We say Robert on the radio.
Oh, we do.
Anti-Robert.
Okay, well, he's muted here, so that means no water sports, right?
Yeah, I ain't peeing on nobody.
Oh, what about being peed on?
No, I don't think, no. Maybe I'm not a freak, shit.
Listen, no, you cannot be a freak and not want to be peed on. I'm a freak. Let me tell you, I want to
say these are standards.
I get off the radio at 4 o'clock. I got a meeting at 6:30. I would suck a dick on the way to the meeting.
That shit, I suck
and
a dick
have no problem
table.
Talking about it. But my point is that he's very different. He's way more conservative than I am. And I'm more conservative than you are.
You ain't more conservative than me.
Yes, I am.
Jason, don't act like we didn't double team that boy when you was down there.
We did not double team. No, she's a
damn, tell us all the team.
She's lying. First don't of all, like after that. You left the radio show the last time, I went and pulled up your porn and your big old dick just popped out. I didn't know what
porn.
The fuck to do.
Well, I used to be an adult entertainer. We always talk about this when I come in. I used to be.
Wait a minute. Huh?
I used to do adult films.
I had to educate them in 10 minutes before you got here. I was like, they got to go do their research. Yeah, this is a whole production right here.
Baby, listen, I've been getting money, baby, when money was printed. I was getting it.
What's good, y'all? It's time for another Hollywood hookup. Yes, I want to tell you about the Robinhood app, which is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free.
Free.
While other brokerages charge you up to $10 per trade, Robinhood doesn't charge any commission-free. Wow. So you can trade stocks and keep all of your profits.
I like how that sounds.
Plus, there's no account minimum deposit to get started, so you can start investing at any level.
Right now.
The simple, intuitive design of Robinhood makes investing easy for newcomers and experts alike.
Yes.
View easy-to-understand charts and market data and place trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone.
4 taps, guys.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Let's go.
You can also view stock collections, such as 100 Most Popular. That's a stock collection right there.
Who don't want to get that?
Okay, Most Popular.
Most Popular.
So check this out. With Robinhood, you can learn how to invest in the market as you build your portfolio.
That's right.
Discover new stocks, track your favorite companies, and get custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest.
And who doesn't want that?
Hello. Robinhood is giving listeners of Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Sign up at unlock.robinhood.com.
But I was an adult film actress, child.
No, I have to say, because, you know, I have friends who are porn stars.
Uh-huh.
And I watch their porn.
And what happened? Did you ejaculate?
No, I won't lie.
Did you ejaculate?
No, wait, listen.
Yes, he did.
I ejaculate breathing. You know, it's done. So, but I went back and looked at the porn, and you know, you had some of the boys looked like Robin Hood because they had masks on.
Oh, well, a couple of them did. That's what my
early on.
Early.
And then they all did it.
Well, because, you know, when you evolve, I had to be a revolutionist, and I'm going to make sure that there, I don't like
revolutionist.
That. Yes, because people follow what they see. I don't like down low men.
Did you and Gio have sex last time you were here?
The cute Gio with the pretty eyes?
Yeah.
No, I didn't, but I would have. He had his legs wide open looking at me, and I'm a print watcher. Queen, you don't like looking at dicks?
I do.
I love it.
Yeah.
Baby, listen, great sweat.
Then you know.
No, you really don't. Let me tell you something, because I've been fooled by a dick print, and it done came out and be like, girl.
Damage is trying to understand the direction of this interview.
But I do. I tell men that I date all the time. Like, don't get it twisted. Just the way you look at a woman's ass, we look at the print.
But you know, men look at other men's dicks. Damage, how many times you've looked at a gray sweatpants?
He does not do that.
No, come on. How many times?
Whether or not it's gay or not.
That's true.
What? Listen.
So you talking about when you up in the dang on gym, the locker room, if you ever play sports and y'all showering the same thing, you ain't looked over at another man's dick?
I went to a boarding school.
I do.
There's a lot of things. Because y'all compare y'all penises to another penis. Y'all do that. Queen, and be feeling intimidated if another nigga dick bigger than yours.
Look, I can't say no for every man. I can say no for me.
Listen, Queen, when men are watching porn movies, they're not really looking at that girl's pussy.
They're looking at the ass, ain't they?
They're looking at how big that man's dick is going inside of that warm coochie and saying, damn, my dick ain't like that.
Wait, listen. Well,
first,
let me put a disclaimer out. Everybody who's saying, Jason's just elevating the gay agenda.
Oh, God. What agenda do gay people have? What's the agenda?
Wait, I'm gay. I am. Second of all... No, the agenda of making normalcy out of sexual relations. I feel like people need to understand, like, love is love, sex is sex. I close my eyes and touch you, you close your eyes and touch me. But with approval, of course.
Me too.
Y'all funny as hell.
But this is my thing. Like, men don't ever want to admit that. But when the first dick that men see is their own, and every man thinks that he has the biggest dick in the world until that other motherfucking dick fall out in that train he running on that girl, he like, damn.
Until they see your videos
or mine, and then until that happens or some porno comes on, and you cannot act like that you're not fascinated by looking at it. Like, shit, how is that nigga dick longer than my arm?
Wait, so yesterday when you were on Instagram and you were talking about the Instagram haters,
so You never thought about it like that, did you?
I can only speak for me.
Stop touching me.
But there got to be some truth to what she's saying, because I went to a boarding school, and a lot of the dudes, now if you look at them today, a lot of them are gay.
Damn.
A lot of them. But a lot of the homies that I didn't think, they are now, they gay men. So somebody was looking at something.
But I think it's because,
first of all,
I think women have a responsibility to tell their man it's okay.
To do what?
To like to explore. Free. To be free.
Yeah, to be free.
Listen, I'm a trans woman and I don't want no man that likes other men.
But that's
your But that guy that be in your kitchen cooking every Thursday likes other men.
Yeah, but you know,
By the way, I saw you grab his dick on your Instagram. Can't be doing that while y'all cooking. You can't be doing that.
Every time I grab his dick, my dick is so hard, bitch.
I watched that video 10 times.
Listen, I was. Every time.
Trying to understand.
Wait, Jason, look, we got to look at him. Do you have a question?
I'm trying to understand what's going on.
So listen, so Waka Flocka and Tammy were both here recently, and me and Tammy were talking about our last interview, and I told her I thought you had a pistol in your chest.
I always have a pistol in my chest.
Not right now. You can't pull no pistol out now.
I'm a real ass nigga. What you talking about? I'm from Dade County, baby. See, those trans stories where trans get beat up and hurt and stabbed, that ain't gonna happen to me. I'm gonna fuck you up.
Listen.
I'm a real ass motherfucking bitch that got money. I fuck dope dealers, real niggas. I learned how to be a real nigga from real niggas. So I walk through life. I don't have any fear. I'm not going to try to deceive a man. I'm not going to tell you. And I love when men have those questions, like when I'm out in the grocery store and I'm walking or whatever, and they see an ass, and you know, I look like a older woman, a grown woman, mm-hmm. and they be like, "What's up? Look, you know, what's up, baby? You know," they talking to me and shit like that. You know, I'm gonna tell him. Now, before we get home, baby, you know, there's two logs that's going on the fire, bitch. You need to know it's two sticks going to rub together. We're going to set that bedroom on fire, bitch. So, you know, you could choose now to get in that space over there, you know. But I'm open about what it is. I'm very comfortable in my skin. I've made lots of money being who I am. With clothes off, and now that my clothes are on, I'm able to use my mouth in a different way. Like, you know, talk a lot of shit, make jokes, tell jokes about the shit that I went on in my life. And people probably laugh at that stuff, but these things happen to me. Like, I told a joke about me and a white guy. The white guy paid me amounts of money to punch him.
Oh, shit.
So while y'all were having sex?
I punched that motherfucker. He says, "Oh God, Madison, I want you to punch me, and I want to suck your cock, and I want you to punch me." I was like, "You want?" So I hit him, and he fell. It's on my. I got some stories called Lipton TR. He fell back on the table, boom. So I was like, "Baby," now mind you, at this time I was a hooker in Boston. Massachusetts, okay? You don't want a day of Boston, Massachusetts, and being a black transsexual hooker. So he was, boom. I said, "Baby, baby, he's over there out, knocked." Bitch, I'm running through the room, gathering my pocket. Oh, Jesus Christ. He came to, "Oh God, Madison, I love you." I said, "Bitch, get the fuck out of my room." You know, it's like.
So what do you think of Jussie Smollett? Because people now on the internet are saying that he may have covered up some hookup thing. And
listen, everything right now is speculation until the hard evidence come out. The hard.
What evidence?
Hard evidence comes out. I love but Jussie.
Right now, the speculation's soft.
It's very soft, and there's so many holes in the bottom of this situation.
In the bottom,
and it's just falling out. And you know, usually when holes is in the bottom, something just falls out.
But the bottom got to be tight. It needs to tighten up a little bit.
Listen, I love Jussie, and
because you ain't gonna get to the top of the story if that bottom is loose.
If that bottom loose, the story is fucked up. It's a shitty situation. You know, I love Jussie because Jussie is a part of the Lee Daniels family, and I've worked for Lee Daniels, and Lee Daniels and I have a good relationship with each other. So I'm not gonna say I'm tap dancing around it, but I still want to know more. That's why I haven't really tried it on my show yet. But when I do try it, I'm gonna let it all hang out. Like Jussie, honey, you know what are ribs at?
They say he's not gonna let people look at his phone.
Well, I'm not gonna let the police look at my phone too, honey. You know, if I got some long dick motherfucking politicians in that bitch. They don't need to be looking at my phone. See, that's the only thing. I'm like, you never know who's fucking who, who's doing what. Right. Mm. You know, you may not want to release that information.
The forensic of that phone could just unleash all types of.
Unlock it's your phone. Let me see what's going on your phone. Let me see.
There's a lot of tea in there.
My phone?
Unlock it.
Nah.
See, there it is. That is. You don't even want me in your phone. Who is that? What they saying? Hey, babe, that's my hair. Hey, girl.
Oh, that looked like Oprah. Long lost sister.
Ooh.
The one she found.
Beloved.
All right, so listen.
No, we didn't clear this up before the time goes. I gotta go back.
Cardi B.
I love Cardi B. Cardi B is a bad bitch. You feel me? And the only thing about it, Nicki gonna be hot with me when I say this motherfucking shit. The only thing I was saying in the situations when it came down to to Cardi. Cardi, you is burning shit up. Bitch, you burning it. Live in that moment. Live in it. You see why I don't say nothing bad about Kaya? Mm-hmm. I may read that bitch here that she cause she come for my neck. I may come back for her. And then sometimes I may just let her have it because she just read it. I'm winning. I ain't got to be, you know, everybody knows who she is. She's neck and back. She got songs. I don't have to dog her. I don't have to respond to everything that she says about me. And I don't have to walk around with a negativity in my heart because I ain't got no beef with her. I ain't beefing with her. If the bitch sat down and communicated about whatever the situation happened with the old format of the show, I'd be like, "All right, girl, well, that's how we going to fix it."
Mm-hmm.
And then say, "Fuck it. We done. But
I think the perception may be there because, you know, like we look out for our friends. We look out for our people. So the thing I love about Cardi, like I said, like she won't call. If I post something, because sometimes I'll post some stuff on Cardi that she don't like, that I know she don't like, because her people will call and be like, bruh.
You done posted something on me I didn't like, and I laughed about it.
About you?
You remember when we went out to the Wild and Out, and my tux slipped, my panties was loose, and my balls came to the front.
You know what's so crazy? I thought that was a good picture. I didn't even notice that.
It was a good picture. I noticed it. And so and before they got me, I ran up.
You posted it.
And I said, shit, my balls done slipped. Excuse me, y'all, but it's a cute picture because I can take it.
But you didn't even call me and tell me you didn't like that.
Because I didn't want you to take it down.
Oh, but see, that's what I'm saying. She never, like, I don't get calls from her, like, don't post it, whatever. But the thing I would say is that I'm learning in public perception to be a little bit more balanced when I talk about things. Because, you know, like, you know, Nikki out here, rah, 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 rah. But it's like when you pull the onion back.
What happened?
R. Kelly and her boyfriend on the same bus.
Okay, fill me in. I'm lost.
Nikki's boyfriend was accused of raping a girl at 16 with a knife to her throat.
But did you get the full story on that? That was not true.
No, they defended it.
But they were not. That was not true, right?
No, it was true. He said her defense was they were kids.
But the girl was 15.
And he was 16.
Yeah.
So that's what kind of is that? What is that?
I don't know.
I think once the knife go to the neck, it's just regular rape.
He
was convicted of it. Child.
He has a record.
So the point is that one thing me and Tiz Madison agreed
listen,
is that
everybody got a fucked up ass, bitch. Everybody shit fucked up. Ain't nobody pussy clean until they clean it. The shit is fucked up.
But we've agreed that other people's problems ain't got nothing to do with our relationship.
It don't. You my friend. Yeah. Bitch. And when you come to Atlanta, I want you to come do the show. We hang out. Like, they probably get...
I'm afraid to do your show. People get put in boxes and threatened. Y'all are wrecked. What? They'd say I'm ruthless. I'm like a church mouse compared to you guys.
Baby, my show be all over the damn blogs and stuff. Sometimes I just be like, oh, my God.
Well, I pray for peace, and I come in peace. But anyway, we ran out of time because your ass was late.
I ain't late. I'm black. I'm on time. Black people always on time. The chicken come out of the grease right on time.
And so Damage definitely met T.S. Madison today. And
shake my hand. Hold on, like a lady. Hi, Damage. I'm T.S. Madison. My hands might be a little ashy, and I might be a little bit stronger than you, honey. Don't pay it any attention.
And so we got it. Okay. And we've been talking about doing Atlanta Unlocked, but you're unavailable. You travel too.
I will do Atlanta Unlocked if you give me the dates. Like, I will do it.
Okay.
You give me the dates, I'll do it. But it can't be on Mondays. It probably has to be maybe Tuesday. You know, Thursday, I cook with my bae. You want to put your hands between my bae's leg, don't you?
He's fine.
He is fine.
He's not even my type, but
it don't matter about being fine, about being a type.
I'd grab his penis if he signed off on it.
Listen, I'll grab it if you grab it.
All right, I'm gonna come cook with y'all.
Take this off air.
All right, well, look, we out of here. Peace.
Bye, y'all.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.